I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
All right, so now everyone knows Jeffrey Epstein, best known sadly for being this multi-millionaire, maybe billionaire with a B, who knows, in prison, right, for the crimes he had committed, and he was going to be tried for those, against crimes against women, underage girls having sex with them in one of his many properties all over. And all those accusations had the world kind of like in their feelings about him being incarcerated and anxious to find out who else might have been connected with this, because, of course, it's never just one person. And then the man commits suicide. Now, listen, a couple months ago, we had our very own legal expert, David Hackemfarr, with us. And he said, oh, God, you guys are so brave for talking about the... I can't believe you... He won't... He say something's going to happen if he even makes it out of prison alive.
Mm-hmm.
And then he died. So we have David Hackemfarr with us here today from Pride Legal. Now, David, we were just having an interesting chat before we got on air about, because we have some facts and then before us, and you were giving me the definition of the difference between a fact and a truth. Can you just tell our listeners that distinction as we before we move forward?
Sure. Welcome. Good morning, America.
Yes, America. Good morning.
It's good to be here. It's good to be right for once. Okay. The difference between the truth and the facts, and this is something important. It's a good tool to know, to have at your disposal and share with friends and really be humble whenever you have your own truth and you listen to somebody else. The difference between the truth and the facts, and I think Joe Biden said, we prefer the truth over facts. Well, after this, you'll prefer facts over the truth, and you'll have a great appreciation for the difference, the distinction between the two. And for the purposes of us going forward and having this conversation, let's be mindful that we want to talk about the facts, not the truth. And the distinction is, facts are things that we can observe and we can verify. 1 + 1 = 2. The color of the wall is green or white here. We can see those things. We could agree on those things. Those are facts. Those are things we know. We can verify. The truth is when we don't have a fact, we put together as many facts as we can to form, to paint a picture, to see what the truth was. We don't know what happened 2,000 years ago. We don't know what happened with that jail cell, in that jail cell. But we could put together facts that we do know and formulate together what the truth could be. That's why you rise to the truth. The truth doesn't come to you.
I love that distinction. All right, so let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein. Now, Michaela, you know, he was in prison.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of stopped talking about him for a minute. We just knew he was in prison. We were waiting for stuff to drop.
Right.
Then all of a sudden he committed suicide. And what was the first thought that crossed your mind?
I've said it from the beginning. I did not think at all that he would commit suicide. I felt like it was definitely a setup or it was definitely conspiracy theories. I mean, I agreed with all of it. And I still feel that way. I just don't see Jeffrey Epstein committing suicide. I would rather think that somebody snuck him out, they used a body double while he went off to his own island and we'll never hear from him again, than thinking that he committed suicide.
So in theory, just to unpack what your theory, you feel like he was swapped out, he paid some folks off at the top, and that he possibly was, you know, they faked his death, he's alive somewhere, and he just financially, to not bring others down with him, they just kind of snuck him and made him go away.
I don't know if they, I don't know if for sure they gave him a body double and he went to his own island, but that's easier for me to believe
than suicide.
Well, let me help you out with that.
Committing suicide.
Yeah.
Let's foreclose that, because that's a conspiracy theory that I've heard go around a lot. For that to happen is almost next to impossible, because what you got to have is you have a medical examiner. You have the New York medical examiner that examines the body. You have the prosecutor that comes before the court and says, Your Honor, the defendant is
dead. So they would have to be in cahoots.
There would have to be so many people that would put their professional careers, their professional lives and their reputation.
Michaela, what about the Clinton one? We're also reading about and Donald Trump reposted about the Clintons somehow being involved.
Yeah, what do you think about that? Because now they're trying to blame the Clintons on his death because apparently Bill Clinton was a part of this, you know,
and I guess
sex concubine.
People who had worked for Hillary in the past or for the Clintons at some point had mysteriously died. So people are constantly perpetuating that theory that perhaps the Clintons are dangerous people.
Even this weekend, somebody said something about John Podesta and all of that going on. And so then they said this is not new for the Clintons. So is there any truth in this?
Well, this is just political infighting. You know, there's a lot to go around that can implicate Donald Trump and the Clintons. Definitely more that implicates the Clintons. Bill Clinton would cavort with Jeffrey Epstein. He was on his plane at least 26 different times.
Right.
Many times without Secret Service protection. Ghislaine Maxwell. Ghislaine Maxwell, who we've stopped talking about, who for God knows what reason has not been implicated in this. She's not talked about anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And was she just like his cohort who basically, was that the woman who get the girls?
She was... she was basically the fixer.
Got it.
She would drive around.
Because she's referenced often in the beginning when we talked about how this all could possibly happen. Right. And many of the victims did name her, didn't they? I believe.
Yes. They say that she would drive around in high schools and in rural areas in Florida and look for girls, look for vulnerable. These are girls that she thought were expendable.
Right.
Well, I do want to ask you, do you think that there's anything behind the Clinton conspiracy?
Well, let's look at the facts, and we'll formulate what the truth is. If you look at Pizzagate, what happened, that was really the last whole incident with all the emails coming out. I mean, right. There's something there. I mean, if you go look, I encourage everyone to go look at Ben Swan, S-W-A-N-N, Ben Swan's final report on Pizzagate. He was fired after doing that Pizzagate investigation. That was fine reporting. If you look at some of the facts... in the Pizzagate investigation, you will be shocked. If you look at those emails, these cryptic emails by Hillary Clinton,
it's insane.
Well, when we come back from this quick little moment, we're going to talk about a couple of things that happened in the news this weekend. One specifically had to do with marijuana. People who are in possession of marijuana have seen their cases dismissed or put on hold thanks to new hemp laws. So we're going to go into detail about that, as well as some kids who were being who had a murder charge and a burglary situation, and that had an interesting outcome. So we'll unpack all that with our legal expert, David Hackenfarr, when we come back. We're joined with legal expert David Hackenfarr, and we were talking about these Jeffrey Epstein conspiracy theories. And before we move on, Michaela, you wanted to button things off here.
I did. Okay, so to finish the question, David Hackenfarr, do you believe in this Clinton conspiracy, or do you think he just committed suicide? So you agree with me.
Okay. Here's the important message. Here's the important point. This is really a glitch in the matrix, guys. For the first time in a long time, maybe since, you know, the JFK assassination, the majority of Americans do not believe what the government and the media is putting out.
Wow.
For good reason. Mm-hmm. For good reason, mind you. Because we're looking at the facts, and the facts show us a different truth.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is we need more. We need to know what is going on. We need Attorney General Barr to indict people. We need people. We need all these women in a courtroom saying, this man did this to me. This man did that to me. This person did that. We need names. We need to know what's going on. Right now, unfortunately, as with all the facts we do have, with the plethora, with the amount of facts we do have, it's still not enough. We are still just an audience standing outside a stadium trying to tell what the score is based on audience reactions. We don't have toxicology. We don't have the investigatory facts. We don't know what's going on.
And, you know, just to put this abroad and beyond Jeffrey Epstein, the thing that is frightening, and Michaela, I think you understand this coming from Las Vegas, human trafficking is so rampant. And if we can understand how it goes down, specifically with men in positions of power like Jeffrey, who can financially afford to make things happen quietly and discreetly, this does ruin lives. And in Las Vegas specifically, when you're driving around, there are billboards about human trafficking and where, and it tells you the signs and how to ask someone if they are being trafficked. I mean, that, right? Am I crazy, Michaela?
Well, you know what's wild? In the bathrooms now, and I love this, I don't know if it's in the male bathrooms, but in the female bathrooms, they offer a number and it says, if you are a victim of sex trafficking, you don't need to do anything. Just call this number. You don't even have to say anything, but we'll come and help you. We'll come get you.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, this issue is long from over, so quickly to step away for just one moment. Okay, so there's...
I just want to say that... Hold on, I'm so sorry. I just want to say that Lisa, my girlfriend who's a conspiracy theorist, said... Mm-hmm. I can also do David Hackenfart because this is also my territory. David, my girlfriend wants your job.
Well, so we're all going to make tinfoil hats together next time.
I know, exactly.
Yeah, great.
All right, so now I enjoy some cannabis before sleep. It helps me like wind down my brain. I'm an adult. It's legal here. But I know that for many people who have been had either marijuana possession or you know are incarcerated for anything marijuana related, things seem to have changed thanks to some new hemp laws. Now, David, I know that this is somewhat new for you, but as per your understanding of it, what's going on in this situation?
Due to state and federal lawmakers changing the laws rather quickly the last couple of years regarding hemp production, there are a lot of cases that are being dismissed because crime labs just don't have the capacity to deal with all these possession cases.
Right.
People that claim that they have hemp and not marijuana. If, for those of you that don't know, it's really hard to tell the difference between hemp and marijuana. Mm-hmm. Hemp is just a version of marijuana with much less THC. So instead of prosecuting these people, they're letting them go and not going ahead with it. It could cost, you know, $200 or $600 to do the test for hemp and marijuana. And what for? It doesn't really help the people, I think.
Right. It doesn't really help the people. I mean, do you think that there will be a time where nationwide it will become legalized? I know it's kind of state per state right now. Mm-hmm.
I think it's becoming a bipartisan issue, legalization. Yeah. And you know what? I can remember, you know, I've only been practicing law for 10 years. I remember when I first started practicing law, sometimes I would get up to $4,000 or $5,000 a case for just a kid that would have a joint.
Right.
Wow. That's crazy.
I remember that. It's honestly, and this is just my own opinions, not those of Channel Q, but I know I've hosted nightlife for probably 20 years. I've never had an issue with someone at my event too stoned. I have had many issues with people being overserved alcohol, acting out, becoming aggressive, becoming belligerent, throwing up, you name it, they've done it. I've never had an issue with someone too stoned.
You know what's so funny? Just on this topic, I was driving home and my Uber driver was talking to me yesterday, as we do, and he said, and I think this is true. He seemed legit. He's an Uber driver. He said that hemp really shouldn't have ever even been illegal. But what happened was, I believe in like the 40s or 50s, nylon came in and they were making ropes and they wanted to be the only people doing so. And so the only way that they could control it was by making hemp and then, of course, marijuana illegal.
By Uber driver, do you mean Lisa?
I mean my dog Rocco, just guiding me around the park.
All right,
but that could be true.
It could be, and it also could be a
conspiracy.
It could be, it's not quite fact.
You know,
it could be
that
a truth.
Word has just been so butchered. Let's not let,
Which
let's
one?
Let conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
It's been murdered.
Well. We'll just say what people are thinking. That's
well,
what
so we're going to today.
That's right. Well, David Hackenfart, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in. We'll have you back probably next week because you know how we are with these conspiracy theories. We need to understand the actual law and legality around all these issues. Now, keep it locked here because coming up, Michaela Gordon, 3 mass shootings almost happened this weekend. Thankfully, they didn't. Maybe this will be the new trend. Stop them before they start. We've got the details of that coming up.
Stick around.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.